This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Fabulous Kara Schillen had the controls. We're all trying to dig ourselves out of a little snow and a lot of cold. And we can do that by using our hot breath and our hot minds to get to something. You must have something that's hot for us, Jennifer, right?
Oh, do I have something for you? Have you heard about deep fakes?
Deep fakes, F-A-K-E-S?
Yes, deep fakes. It's basically they're digitally altered videos that are almost impossible to detect. So we always say, well, video doesn't lie. Well, now with deep fakes, video absolutely lies. It can take you, Doug, and put you someplace else, and it looks like you were there creating an evidence trail that you were, but you never were there at all.
This is the subject matter of a television show I saw a few nights ago where evidence had been tampered with, and it was very difficult to figure out. The video was presented as evidence in a court, and yet the evidence, well, there it is right in front of you. You can see the video. Well, the video had been fiddled with. So here, that's the...
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was called. This is good. Go ahead.
So artificial intelligence altered videos and audio have been called the end of truth. And they, and Congress at least, considers it to be a threat to our democracy and even a potential disruption to society. Imagine with the president that's in the White House right now, if these deep fakes started to circulate with Vladimir Putin or God knows who else, think what people would do. Senator Ben Sasse, who is a Republican senator from Nebraska, said deep fakes, videos of things that were never done with audio of things that were never said, can be tailor-made to drive Americans apart and pour gasoline on just about any culture war fire. He added, even though this is something that keeps our intelligence community up at night, Washington hasn't been discussing the problem. So actually in the Senate, Ben Sasse decided to take this as something that the Senate, he's going to force the hand of Congress, both Democrats, Republicans, the House, the Senate, to tackle. Last month, he introduced a bill that would criminalize the malicious creation and distribution of deepfakes. This is the first of its kind, and it was introduced a day before the shutdown, so that's why I think it probably didn't get that much attention at that point. And the bill flew under the radar and expired at the end of the year, but Ben Sasse said yesterday that he tends to reintroduce it. Now, in New York, there's a controversial state bill that would punish people who knowingly make digital videos, photos, and audio of others, including deepfakes, without their consent. Other lawmakers are looking into the subject. Senator Mark Warner, who's a Democrat from Virginia, Adam Schiff, my congressman, the Democrat from California, who sits at the top of the House Intelligence Committee, he's the chairman, they've invited legal scholars to Congress to brief their staffs privately on deep fakes, and experts are saying that they're taking all kinds of calls. These experts have become like the hottest guys in demand because policymakers at the state and the federal level are really concerned about this. David Green is a civil liberties director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. He said making these malicious deep fakes should be a federal crime, and it may hamper protected speech, like the creation of parody videos. So he's saying that there's like a double-edged sword here, that people have the right to make these things, yet if they're made with malicious intent, then they should be a federal crime. And that's kind of what's at the center of this.
Proving intent is tough.
Exactly. We believe in free speech. We believe in free creation of things like memes that we all see on social media. But if you have someone who, I mean, think about how powerful a tool this would be for the Russians, for the Chinese. We know that
anybody,
they're already trying to hack into our
Koreans
system.
Yeah.
You could set the country on fire, ablaze with some well-placed videos. So this is a pretty scary thing, and this is where technology gets a little creepy, and it's going to be difficult for Congress to legislate it, I think.
This is what I'm so proud of with regard to this program. This is the kind of information that nobody's going to get from listening to any other program. A discussion of something like this that could affect all our lives in a way that isn't good. This is dangerous stuff, and it brings into play or into question all of the excitement that people have about technology. Isn't it wonderful we have all this technology today? Well, not if you don't have responsible people, ethical people, that are going to use it in the right way. And then how do you arbitrate that? How do you legislate that? And it's very, very difficult. We are in a very, in a manner of speaking, a very sophisticated time when intelligence, artificial or otherwise, is being called into question. What's the next gadget? What's the next trick? What's the next play on our emotions or our mind? It's just, it's one thing after another after another. It's a fabulous time to be alive, I think, because there's so much going on. But on the other side of it, there's so many things that can affect you, that can emotionally arouse you, and therefore, because the spirit-mind-body connection is as it is, when you are aroused mentally, that arouses your body, creates all kinds. I mean, this is, you can get so complex, the way that we are having to deal with some of these things, and people who are not sophisticated don't really understand the technology. I think I'm not, frankly, sophisticated when it comes to the actual technology. I can think my way through things because I have a mind full of curiosity, and I also have a reasonable mind, but I think some people don't. I think we all do here, and we want to be responsible for our actions, our deeds, our words. Every once in a while you trip up a little, but this is god-awful. I think this is horrible, frankly. While we're on the legislative front, ladies, The Democrats in the House pushing legislation this week that would make it easier for women to uncover pay disparities. It's called the Paycheck Fairness Act. It was introduced a couple of years ago, but never went anywhere. And now it's been reintroduced by Rosa DeLauro, who I believe is from Connecticut, if I remember correctly. I met her in Rhode Island, one or the other. This comes after 50 years of discussion. Remember the Equal Pay Act? You probably don't remember this. I do. It was passed in 1963, and then Barack Obama signed what was called the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act about 10 years ago when he first came into office. Both of these laws prohibit wage discrimination if it's based on sex. But the look around at the facts. Women are still earning less than men do. For the same job.
Yep, yeah. That's true.
So this supposedly would increase wage transparencies. How come we don't enforce the law that's already on the books? What do we need another one for? I'm not being necessarily critical of the reintroduction of it, but who's watching the House here? Why isn't this situation corrected? Why is it still a problem? If there's a law, why isn't it being enforced?
You can't go through a red light. If you're working for a government agency, it is enforced, but I don't think in private business it's, I mean, I've been the victim of this, so, and I know, Jen, you probably have encountered this too, where a male co-host or counterpart is making more than you are and you're doing the same job. So it's just in private industry, there is no regulation for it, and there's retaliation, and I
think there should be regulation, though. I think that is such oversight into personal business. As much as I know that it's a problem, and it's affected me, and it's affected you.
So how do you correct it, then? What would you suggest we do?
Women have to start figuring out what their male counterparts are making and ask for it. I mean, I've always felt
how can
that
you figure that out, though, if guys don't, if you don't have a guy on your side who's trying to help you and saying, hey, look, this is what I'm getting, and you should ask for the same amount. I've had male friends help me in that way, but a lot of other people have not done that. So how else can we do that? You can't go and, you know, you can't go into HR and say, well, I demand to be paid the same as my co-host or my counterpart. They're not going to ignore you.
I guess with my experience at the company that I run, it makes no difference whether you're a male or a female. The pay is what the pay is, and unfortunately, the pay ain't that great. But it's never mattered in the company that I run with my dad ever. We've never had that be one of our, oh well, this person will work for this amount. Never happened. I would also tell you that in a team environment, I actually made more than my male counterpart. I think that this does happen, and I think in some areas where the job is for, let's say, an entry-level accountant, and then a woman makes less than a man, that is a real problem, and it's a problem that we need to be discussing as a culture. But I think there are lots of times when people kind of go off the rails when maybe the man brings more experience, and maybe that's because maybe men have been handed the little bit of a push over women in society. But at the same time, if somebody's been at a company for 10 years and then this woman comes in and says, well, I want to make the same as that person, well, that's not necessarily equitable either. So I think that's we just have to be careful with sweeping regulations, because I think there's a lot of gray area here.
But the thing that the Paycheck Fairness Act, the good thing about this, and they just, two years ago, I guess, they passed this in the state of New Jersey, they're not allowed to ask you, employers are not allowed to ask you what you made at your last job. Because
that in California, too.
Yeah, and that is so huge. That one thing, which may seem insignificant, it's not. Because if a woman comes in at a certain salary, but the job that she's applying for and that she's qualified for is paying more, they're going to still discount her rate based on what she came in at. I've had this happen to me in three different jobs, and two different male counterparts went to bat for me and tried and said, hey, look, this is what they're paying me. You should ask for the same amount. And when I did that, the two males were both threatened with retaliation from the employers because they helped me. So I'm happy that you haven't had this experience, but I have had this experience numerous times, and I've had so many friends go through this in all industries, in law firms, as doctors, like in every industry, the women have encountered this.
Is a problem.
I have actually encountered it. I'm just telling you, there's some other exceptions that, again, sweeping regulation, I think, would maybe sometimes bind the hands of small business from whatever it might be. As a woman, this may be just kind of fresh in my mind, but there's a new law in California that requires every big corporation in California to have a woman on its board of directors. I consider myself to be a pro-woman. I'm an advocate for more women in the workplace. I hope that, you know, you guys realize if there's ever an opportunity, I'm always going to be an advocate for my female colleagues, because I think we do great jobs. I don't think that we should be treated any differently. But what I also would tell you is that I never want to have someone look at me as a placeholder. That person is there because she's a woman and we needed one to fill out this board.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I think it is actually anti-feminist when we get into this thing where it's like patting women on the head and saying, okay, we'll bring you up here. No, I want to be respected as an equal. That's what I fight for every single day. And so I think that these kinds of regulations, as much as they're set to do things to help women, I don't know if ultimately at the end of the day, every single one of them do that.
All right. Well, that's good. It's food for thought. There's no question about that. And we're always, I think, some of the television shows and what actors are paid has brought this to the surface. And a lot of other industries that have this to, you know, it's another thing to focus on. Make things right. It's 19 after the hour here on the DJV program. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah. That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see.
Have time for the Beatles. Music, so important in our lives. We dedicate a lot of time every hour to music in our lives. So this story, it's 24 past the hour, is about the Beatles, the documentary about Let It Be, and the sessions, the recording sessions that led to it. Peter Jackson, remember him from Lord of the Rings, set to direct this feature-length documentary based on 55 hours that they have of never-released footage of the Beatles recording their Let It Be album back in 69. The film has the complete cooperation of Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Yoko Ono, Olivia Harrison. The archival footage that Jackson is going to use to build the film captures the band at a pivotal moment in their careers. This album and song released in May of 1970, several months after the Beatles actually broke up. The filming, the only time the band was recorded at length while working in the studio, was originally intended for a television special, but it changed shape, became Michael Lindsay Hogg's Let It Be documentary film, culminating with the Beatles' performance on the roof of the Apple Savile Row London office. Remember that? That's quite a show, if you've never seen it. The original film had been the subject of scrutiny among diehard Beatles fans who have searched for evidence of strain between the bandmates at that time. And Peter Jackson says the source material actually provides a far more dynamic portrait. He said, quote, "I was relieved to discover the reality is very different from the myth. Sure, there are moments of drama, but none of the discord this project has long been associated with. Watching Paul and George and Ringo and John work together created, the songs that they came up with as they ended." He says that it's actually funny, uplifting, and intimate. The movie will be the ultimate fly-on-the-wall experience that Beatles fans have been dreaming about. It's like a time machine back to 1969, and we get to sit in the studio watching these four friends make great music. No release date yet, but I'm looking forward to it. certainly it should be a great take. So that's nice to know that that actually is going to. This is one of my favorites. A sad, as I listen, I always get sad when I hear this.
I hate this song so much.
It is. It marked the end.
I like it.
Yeah, it sort of was a swan song.
My mom loves this song. I'm always like, oh.
Yeah. I don't like it. It makes me sad. Anyway. All right. Speaking of sad, moving away from the Beatles into the Dixie Chicks, Natalie Morales, good dog. Natalie Maines and her estranged husband are dealing with their once private divorce. Became very public reports that Adrian, the husband, is looking for 50 or 60 grand a month in spousal and child support. On top of the request, he is asking that Natalie pay $350,000 for his attorney's fees, claiming Natalie is worth about $50 million and makes $2 million a year.
How about that? So
$350,000 in attorney fees?
What did he do to contribute to her success? I'd like to. That'd be the question I'd be asking.
Married a long time, and in California, that's all it takes. He's an actor. He was in Heroes. That was probably his biggest role.
Adrian Pazdar.
He's on Supergirl now, apparently.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen in a while, but yeah.
His divorce has put him $200,000 in debt. Why are they getting divorced? Does he just not like her, or she doesn't like him, or is there something else going on?
She filed, but all I saw was irreconcilable differences, which could mean anything. I guess he's saying, though, that while they were married, she paid for everything, so he doesn't have a lot of dough.
But then where did his money go? He was earning money.
He says he stopped working consistently to take care of the kids.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Midwest states continue to reel from some of the coldest temperatures in a generation. At least 9 people in that region have died because of it. And in Chicago, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, says,
"This is a historic cold, obviously. But Chicagoans are historically strong and united in the face of adversity, and this cold weather event is no different."
The Northeast and Mid-Atlantic also feeling the impacts of this Arctic cold, but it's all going to get a bit better by later today. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell speaking out about the officiating controversy in the NFC Championship game. A no-call on a seemingly obvious pass interference penalty by the Rams, preventing the Saints from potentially advancing to the Super Bowl. Goodell says they'll look at all possible solutions to the problem, but says officiating will never be perfect because of the human element. And this is USA Radio News.
cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The ultimate in open-minded conversation. No one side fits all here, or one idea makes it. There are no winners or losers, just good open and thoughtful conversation from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. So, Victoria, would you please take us into the world of the wonderful?
Yeah, well, this is a bit of a bizarre story, and some people are calling it a love triangle of sorts. The Washington Post did a profile on B. Smith. I don't know. Do you guys know who B. Smith is?
No.
She was called the Black Martha Stewart. She had and at one time she was pretty much vaguely almost as wealthy as Martha Stewart. She she had a TV show. She had restaurants. She had a whole line of home goods and homeware and bedding. And she was all over Bed Bath and Beyond. And she was B. Smith was a very, very big label for quite a long time. Well, she is now battling with pretty advanced Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, and she and her husband, they still live together, but the husband has a girlfriend who also sometimes lives with them. And this has become such a weird, it's taken off into the Twittersphere and on social
media.
Welcome
to the modern age.
People have a lot of feelings about this. So what happened is Dan Gasby is B. Smith's husband, and he is 64 years old, and B. Smith is around that age. And so he has been taking care of B. Smith for the last few years, and she is actually 69. She's slightly older than he is. And then they moved, they sold all their businesses. He actually helped B. Smith run her empire. They closed down the restaurants, and as she got sicker, they had to just sort of liquidate everything. And so they've moved out to the Hamptons in New York permanently. While he has been out there, he met this woman named Alex Lerner, who's 53, and she and he struck up a relationship. So for the last few years, they have been in a relationship, and while B. Smith is still living in the house. And a lot of people think that this is a violation of their marriage vows. People are very, very upset.
Why
about,
is it anybody
about
else's
this
business?
Situation.
Why
well,
is it,
I, it wasn't until the Washington Post did a whole profile on them, but they willingly, they wanted to do the story, basically saying that that this is not a cheating situation, that Alex Lerner, the girlfriend, sometimes helps B. Smith out and makes food for her when she's at the house, and that it's this sort of almost like sister wives. But a lot of people are just have very, very strong feelings. You'll be seeing this, I'm sure, throughout the weekend. This is a story that's starting to spread now. But a lot of other people feel like, you know, you do not bring your mistress in the house where your wife lives. And also, the quality of life has been an issue, saying, you know, look, she's not dead. B. Smith is still alive. She's functioning. Her memory is pretty much gone. I think she goes in and out of consciousness in terms of, you know, knowing her husband and recognizing him. But it's one of those cases where it's like, well, if you're going to care for someone until the end of their life, if you're going to live up to your marriage vows, is it okay if you have a girlfriend in the meantime?
None of your business.
Well, I think that's the part that's most upsetting about it, whether you think people should have opinions or not. If she has Alzheimer's, does she know who this other woman is? Or does she
just think
that she's like a helper who's hanging out?
Yeah, I don't know the details. I don't know how much that B. Smith is aware of, but I don't know.
Shame on the Washington Post
her.
For making a big deal out of this.
But they wanted to do the profile. The three of them. Well, now obviously B. Smith didn't have a say in this, but the husband and the girlfriend, they wanted to do the profile. They willingly sat down for this interview, and they wanted to present that this is the way that they're living their life.
So then they create their own problem.
They have created it. Yeah.
General. I would say it's nobody's business, but in this case, if they went public, it's, yeah, it is.
Caretakers, the role of a caretaker is so hard because not only are you dealing with the loss of your spouse, even though you have to still take care of that person who's just not the same person you married, but there's no support. You lose that support that used to exist during your marriage. And I can't fault the guy for having somebody that he can rely on.
Have somebody in his life, right.
I think that's actually pretty common with a lot of people who are in that position.
Yeah, one of his friends is quoted in the Washington Post as saying, anybody who would judge Dan knows nothing about the disease and the toll it takes. If you can find a companion who can help you get through all of that, all the power to you. So it looks like, and even their daughter, Beth Smith's daughter, is apparently okay with this situation as well. But you're right, Jen.
Anybody who thinks it's true... Yeah, why would you be okay if you think it through?
Yeah, it's such a difficult role to be caring for someone whose memory is just not there anymore.
Yeah,
it can be very, very stressful.
All right, so here's another person in the news who has an interesting relationship with his ex-wife, The Rock. Dwayne Johnson works with his ex-wife, Dani. In fact, she manages his career and is the co-owner of their production company. And a lot of people wonder on the other side, this is another side of the street, Victoria, from the story that you just were talking about. They wonder how they're able to do so much together without being sort of aggressive with each other. They called it quits on their marriage 10, 11, 12 years ago. And then they formed the production company not till 2012. So apparently The Rock has been talking about this. And, there's a new movie, so he's promoting that. Fighting With My Family is the next movie for him. He's in, three or four movies a year. And so he was asked how they turned their marriage into a successful business partnership, The Rock said, quote, therapy. The wife agreed, but added that friendship was also an important factor. The expansion of wanting what's best for everybody. So they co-parent their daughter, who is 17. She's actually training to compete in the WWE, which is where The Rock got started. His father was a wrestler. She said, I grew up in a wrestling family. We lived like gypsies. A lot of fun. Dysfunction. I have a lot of respect for him and what he does.
She's
and
a pretty
how he
girl.
Does his work
she
ethic.
Looks pretty powerful, too. Yeah. Yeah, she was Miss Gold. Was she Miss Golden Globe or she was something? Not this year, but last year, I think. And she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, it's actually interesting because I was watching the Titan Games, which is his new
new
kind
TV
of American
show.
Gladiator type show. It's kind of fun to watch, but I saw the end and it's
the
like
athletes
that,
are much more powerful, much bigger and stronger. I think there. Don't you think so, Kara? The people that are on the show seem to be
bigger. Well, yeah,
I mean,
all of them are pretty muscular. But the interesting thing, I watched the end when the credits rolled, and it said the executive producer, Danny Garcia, and I said, I know that name, and I looked it up, and I saw it was his ex-wife, and I was like, that's so interesting. So I went down this loophole, or I just started watching all these videos of them, and it was really interesting to see them interact, and at some point, you know, like, The Rock has always been in the, you know, public view. He was a wrestler, and people knew him as that, but it's at some point, his career drastically changed and he became this household name, and I guess she was the one who was managing him and was behind the entire change. Like, she went to his old agents and people who didn't believe in social media at that point, like, they got rid of them, and so she was totally behind, like, getting him the social media presence that he has now and making him the name that he is. It's pretty cool that they were married and were able to do that.
Well, it was smart. I throw in my own reference to being married to a woman who was a great friend. We were not good husband and wife material. We produced two fabulous children, married 7.5 years, got divorced, and stayed friends for the rest of her life. I think you can do that. It wasn't easy because her husband, second husband, was a blank hole. But I used that yesterday, and we'd get clipped
one.
A couple of times. So, yeah. Also,
don't want to overuse it.
No. So we have Celine Dion and a new boyfriend named Pepe Munoz, who's 34. She's 50, and people are abuzz about that. I think there's more buzz because she looks like a skeleton, a scarecrow.
Yes.
She looks emaciated. She looks awful. And she thinks she's beautiful. She's skin and bones. I'll bet this woman doesn't weigh 100 pounds. And
she was always thin, but now she looks like there's
awful.
A problem.
Sick.
Yeah. I don't like judging women's bodies, but when I saw these pictures of her yesterday, I winced. It's
I don't
painful
mind
to
judging
look at.
Women's bodies. And
hey, so, that's not okay. Not okay.
You can look, but you can't. Anyway, she is happy about this new relationship. Apparently, her husband was.
I don't think it's that new. She's been with the guy a couple
ago.
Years.
Has he?
It's not that new. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think that the focus is on her. But you know what? The other side of it is, it's her body, it's her life. She ought to be able to do what she wants to do, even whether people look at it and say whatever they want to say. I saw her a couple of weeks ago, but she didn't look that much different to me. As a matter of fact, I think I posted one of the pictures of that Aretha concert with her in it, and she had on a yellow outfit that was sort of puffy, and so you didn't really get to look at that sort of thing. I don't know. It's one of those things. I don't find it attractive. It isn't a look that I would embrace, and I hope that she's okay. That would be the way I'd look through it. And a lot of people want to, you know, say what they want to say about the relationship of a woman who's 50 to a guy who's 34. Come on.
I don't know that a lot of people are talking about that, though.
No.
I think that that's a common thing now. Age difference doesn't matter.
Age does not. That's out of my playbook. It's a BS number. Makes no difference one way or another. A lot of 45-year-olds are unhealthy, unable to do anything, and a lot of 75-year-olds can run their way around the block. It's 45 past the hour on the DJV program.
This report is brought to you by Toyota. Toyota introduces the new 2019 Corolla hatchback. The fun-to-drive model evokes style without compromise while boosting Toyota's newest, most technologically advanced features in a small car. With its lengthy list of standard features that includes Intune 3.0 with Apple CarPlay and Amazon Alexa connectivity, a revised Sport 2 suspension, and Toyota SafetySense 2.0, Corolla Hatchback strikes a resounding chord with drivers who value authenticity, utility, safety, and style. Peter Greenberg, Emmy-winning investigative reporter.
I grew up driving a small stick-shift car with no power. It was a struggle. But what I've discovered with the Corolla Hatchback is a powerful manual transmission car with surprising balance. It's fun to drive and can actually haul all of my stuff for a road trip that gets me there and back on just one tank of gas, not to mention accessibility to the affordable destinations I write about.
For more, visit Toyota.com.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this portion of the program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember now, available in stores everywhere. All right, let's see what we have in the fact department. Did you know in a box of animal crackers, there's a lion, a buffalo, sheep, monkeys, tigers, rhinos, seals, bears, and gorillas? Did you know that? Animal crackers.
It's been a very long time since I've had animal crackers, so no. I liked them as a kid, yeah.
Yeah, good conversation. To teach, Miles is learning about monkeys and rhinos and stuff, but he likes to eat them. He doesn't pay much attention to the bears.
He's not in real life. He likes the cookies. He doesn't like to eat rhinos. Yeah. Save your letters.
No, we're not. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Jennifer. It's 10 before the hour here on today's DJV program.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating
heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now 53 after the hour here on the BJV program, time for some food news. Chicken nugget lovers, beware. Purdue and Tyson are recalling 52,000 pounds of chicken nuggets. Possible contamination and mislabeling. Purdue recalling some of its Fun Shapes refrigerated chicken breast nuggets because they were packaged with the wrong back panel. Didn't include milk in the list of possible allergens. Packages have a use by March 11th date. Tyson recalling some of the 5-pound bags of fully cooked panko chicken nuggets that are sold in the club stores like Sam's, BJ's, those places. Tyson said small number of consumers contacted the company saying they were small, soft pieces of blue plastic in the nuggets. Oh, yum.
Right.
They have best used by November 26th date on them. No illnesses or injuries have been reported. Who's in charge of quality control at these places? These damn companies are so
customer
big.
Customer service, you're right. Quality control, that's different.
Quality
that
should be somebody
before it leaves.
In the line, exactly.
Right.
He's watching as this stuff goes down the line. It's like a car. It's like an assembly line. If you ever see some of the pictures from these huge, huge plants where they run the chicken, thousands and thousands and thousands of chickens every day, through them, chop them up, and put them into who knows what in the bag. It's just quality control. They're too big, and they don't pay attention. That's really kind of the bottom line there. So there are plenty of local people, I'm sure, that if you're eating chicken, you can buy chicken products from a locally sourced places instead of... And what about this for an idea? How about you actually cook stuff yourself? Cook a meal yourself? Oh, what a concept!
We've become a country, though, of chicken nuggets and mac and cheese.
Yeah,
I feel
right.
Like that's all kids eat.
It's all kids eat. Yeah.
That's. I know Miles doesn't because Megan is probably very conscious about it.
Miles is happy to eat the chocolate ice cream with Gramps. That picture on the Facebook page.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with chicken nuggets or mac and cheese. It's delicious. But I just feel like there's so many families where the kids, that's all they eat. It's just constant.
Yeah, it is. It's not good for you. You know, fat kids, there you go. All right, let's talk about now that we've, there's one word there that gets into our, kind of our focus this time of year, and that's fat, heavyweight, being overweight, resorting to diet pills. So if I can have your attention for 60 seconds and give you a couple of reasons why the way to shed those extra pounds or how to shed those extra pounds don't include a diet pill or a prescription or a weight loss book or any other anti-obesity effort that may be out there that people are looking at the television's full of ads for you to join this gym or that gym or to take this, go on this diet or take that pill. Well, let me move you into the Calotren Zone, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is the nation's healthiest choice for weight loss. Who says that? Well, the people who use it and the people who have created it. This is a company founded by a family that had issues, and they were looking around, the mother and father were looking around for a way to deal with these issues, and they came up with a formula that included as a main ingredient collagen protein, which is the number one source of protein in our bodies. Because when you're 25, 30, 35, you stop making collagen, your body just doesn't make it anymore. So you need to supplement. And this is the way to do it. So it kickstarts production of collagen. The protein is what helps you create healthy lean muscle, pushes out the fat, and therefore you lose the weight. It's a stimulation, and it is also good for your joints, great for your body, because the collagen is one of the main ingredients of your body. Keep yourself healthy. Go on the diet. Stay on the diet. The collagen support helps that. Just eat intelligently, that's all. And take these collagen weight loss capsules every night, and you will start losing weight, and you'll keep it off. Stay on the program. It does a world of good. Go to toploss.com for a special 10% off deal for Calotren. Toploss.com. Use the code DJB for 10% off. Also, in the food news, Italians love pasta. I don't think there's any news there. But the rising cost of wheat is cramping the tradition there. There was a poll taken at supermarkets in six cities in Italy. Half of the shoppers had not bought pasta because of the price. Price of wheat in Italy has spiked because of the increase in the price of flour, because of lack of flour and wheat and that sort of thing being grown over there. The lower sales of pasta, part of the of a boycott also because of the prices. So imagine going to Italy and not having pasta. Pasta is a staple of their diets over there. It was a staple of my diet when I went to Peru because it was the only thing I trusted to eat. But boy, was it expensive there. I didn't think about that, but maybe that's because of the wheat shortage. There it is. Some food news to...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.